Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County, brought to you by Licking County Transit. With fixed routes and on-demand demand response service, they've got your transportation needs covered. Dave Doney, glad you could join us on a good-looking start to the Monday. Mostly sunny skies right now, but clouds are going to move in throughout the day. Chance of showers this afternoon. Going to be hot, high near 90. Cloudy tonight, could see a little rain, and then for Tuesday, mostly cloudy, occasional showers, high near 83. Our guest today is Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb. And Commissioner, before we even get started, as a member of Newark Kiwanis, I wanted to publicly thank you and the great folks at the county giving us a chance to have our Strawberry Festival. We shoot our fireworks off down at the Licking County Job and Family Services building. And I don't know if you guys put in a word for the good weather, but we had fantastic weather. But always, as always, thanks for the help. I mean, folks like us, these nonprofits, you need the help of the community to make them a success. And you guys always jump right in and help us out, so we appreciate it.
Well, you guys do all the hard work, and it's Camp Bannon, among other things, benefit. But no, it's a quality event. And I think fireworks is always a cool way to top it off, especially this year. I didn't get a chance to get down and see the fireworks this year, but I could hear them from my home. They kind of I thought it was thunder coming there for a second. But no, that's a great event, and what a nice interplay with the America's 250 at train runs between here and Denison Station over east, and bringing some new friends up here from really across Ohio on the train. So, yeah, congratulations on that. I hope you sold a lot of strawberry shortcake and made some good money this year.
We ended up with no strawberries left and 6 shortcakes out of 3,500.
Whoa.
That's not too bad. The weather was great.
How many did you eat?
I had one, thank you. Now, the wife had two. I'm sure she won't be happy that I tell her that. Hey, you mentioned the train, and I can't begin to tell you how many folks that we talk to, because you know that we kind of partnered a little bit there with them, coming into downtown Newark, talking about the downtown, talking about the courthouse, and just walking around. They were surprised at just how it looked down there. And I thought, well, when was the last time you were here? And for some, none had never been here. But there were quite a few who said, yeah, we were here 10, 15 years ago. I think it was, well, longer than that, was the bicentennial celebration for the city of Newark, I guess. And they were talking about, it's just amazing how it's changed and the beautiful downtown setting by that courthouse.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just, it all adds up. I mean, if you're here all the time, you just sort of take these improvements for granted. If you've been away for a while and there's been a renaissance in downtown, I mean, literally a renaissance in downtown and the arteries that lead to downtown with the new streetscapes. And, you know, when you add in the beautiful glass-topped arcade, which is rare in Ohio, and especially in beautiful condition, and the new Sullivan Building renovation, but just a great place to just walk around. And you combine that with the festival, I'm very positive. We get positives all the time from people that are down here from other counties visiting, and it's just something to be proud of. I think we it's easy to take it for granted. If you're here all the time, if you're an occasional visitor, you see the difference. And, you know, I hope the train relationship between here and Denison Station continues. People enjoy the tourism train rides, and I was on the train ride back in April down to Denison to see their America's 250th program with the governor. Well, he was on board. I wasn't necessarily with him. I was with him for a short time. But you know, it was about a dozen cars on that train. About 800 people made that run. And, you know, again, we live in a different world now where we tend to either drive or fly to vacation sites sometimes and kind of forget how cool it is to ride the train. So it's all good, and congratulations to your Kiwanis Club. You guys do the hard and heavy lifting, and all for a good community cause. So you great service club.
Yeah, we'll get into some other events, but the last thing I wanted to touch on, Saturday we were downtown. We had some time waiting to go to breakfast, and the mural on the county administration building. Now, look, I was down there when you guys had the unveiling, but I really took time to look at that this weekend, as I was like, and I just told my wife, I said, you know, in the hustle and bustle of just doing the unveiling for that, I didn't really pay a whole lot of attention to it. But I just stood down there Saturday and I just looked at that and I thought, my God, what a beautiful piece of artwork right there on that building, kind of depicting the canals and the different parts of the county. Getting back to what you said, sometimes we just kind of overlook what's in our own backyard. Take a moment, look at these things and go, and appreciate them, because I know I did Saturday. I just was amazed. I just was like, God, the artwork was beautiful on
that. The painted murals are beautiful downtown. This is what you call brick sculpture, where actually the those bricks were sculpted as a one huge piece of clay and then divided and fired as bricks and laid there and colorized. And the only thing I would offer to someone who maybe is new to the community, has never seen it, the county building is on the square downtown at 20 South 2nd Street, but it's about an 8 by 20 foot brick sculpture mural, and it basically summarizes some of the highlights of history of this county from the National Road right on. And I would challenge some folks to go down and actually, you did, and mm-hmm. I thank you for doing that again, because you kind of revisited that in your mind. There are 12 different elements on that are historic. And you kind of have to look a little bit, because you know you can see the Octagon Mound in there. You can see the Schultz Bridge. You see some things, but there's some things maybe you don't just see real quick. Alan Moran put some interesting things in there, and in fact, I can tell you in the creation of that, we went through I don't know how many sketches. Where, you know, before you start carving on something like that, you do sketches. And there were all kinds of different ideas and versions of that sculpture. And to a certain extent, we had the final say, but we looked for input from others as well. And really, David, there are about a dozen historical highlights in that mural. So check it out sometime. It's even lighted so you can see it at night. And it's just one of the many, from Canal Market and the murals. And you've seen the new murals over beside mm-hmm. the arcade and the patio area that Curtis Goldstein was part of for so many years. So downtown Newark looks pretty special, and sometimes you just take it for granted if you've lived here for a while. It's, it's downtown. Okay, well, yeah, I've seen some downtowns around Ohio that are can't even hold a candle to what we've got in downtown Newark in terms of the Renaissance and the turnaround of downtown over the last two or three decades. It kind of went downhill, you know, after the advent of shopping centers and suburban growth. The retail stores kind of moved out of downtown, and the only thing that was really left were the courts and our government buildings and a few banks and attorney offices. And there was a lot of open storefronts mm-hmm. in downtown. Well, we got pop-up restaurants now and retail and a lot of great things happening and more opening.
Yep.
So it's exciting, and I'm glad you noticed that, because you're a grizzled veteran. You're here for a while, you know, to impress you and get you all excited. That's pretty special.
Well, I'm just telling you, take a moment to just go look at that mural and just look at the artwork. It's absolutely beautiful. Now, something folks are going to see in conjunction with the 250th, and you showed me a picture of it, beautiful road signs are already out on National Road 40 in different areas, Grayshot, Hebron, Etna Township, and Kirkersville. Maybe talk a little bit about this, because folks are going to see this.
Well, think about it. This is America's 250th, all right? So we're looking at a little bit of American history. The National Road, basically, it started over in Cumberland, Maryland, and over three decades, took them 3 decades to build it, because you were going through the wilderness, cross country, through the Ohio country in the 1820s and made it over there, and by the 1830s over to Illinois. And it's on the National Register of Historic Places. That was the first federally paid for national road from Maryland to Illinois. And you know what that cost? What do you think? You know,
back in the day, couldn't even begin to tell.
$6.8 million.
See, that was more than I thought, because I was going to say four.
$6.8 million.
Now,
that's
think about
and
it.
in today's vernacular, that's one small section of expressway. And but at the time, you know, again, we're talking 1811 to 1838 when the National Road was run through. That was the original I-70. Okay, $6.8 million for the U.S. Congress to come up with that money to build the National Road over 3 decades, it was painful. They had never heard of spending that much money on a paved road. And guess what? We've got about a 30-mile section of it right through Licking County, comes in over there near Grayshot in eastern Licking County, comes right through the parts of Jacksontown, Hebron, follow me along there, through Kirkersville, through Etna, and right over into Columbus. And so we are a real highlight on the National Road. I'll tell you two little bits of history on that. Number one, we are the only county still in that 5 or 6 state region along the road that still has the mile markers at every mile with the historic mile markers. Now, a few of them had to be replaced. Mm-hmm. Some had been destroyed by accidents through the years. So some actually have been replaced actually with better quality stone than the original. But we're the only county that has every mile marker still in place. And the mile markers, if you're not familiar with them, showed, you know, how far to the next big town, Columbus, and how far you came from Wheeling. So it was sort of like the GPS of the day. You could tell where you're at by seeing the stone markers, every mile marker on U.S. Route 40. That's one thing we have. And the other thing are what are called byway tattoos. Now, that's not the kind of tattoos you've got,
right,
Dave.
I don't have any, thank you.
Byway tattoos, it's like a beautiful red, white, and blue graphic, mm-hmm, that says Historic National Road. It's a great big piece, and it's a really durable kind of vinyl. And they're actually glued or attached to the road. So it's a beautiful graphic. And we kind of help. We encourage the Historical Society and a group called ONRA, which is the Ohio National Road Association. And they do things to promote, as Doug Smith used to call it, the road. So they promoted the road, and they do. And they have events, you know, the yard sale, mm-hmm, along,
yeah,
the road,
a
lot of events along,
yeah,
the National Road to celebrate that. It is on the National Register. Well, anyway, if you want to see them, these new beautiful red, white, and blue graphics are on the the place is falling apart here. On the east and westbound lanes in Grayshot, which is a little village on the eastern part of the county, and then Hebron. And then Kirkersville and Etna. So those four communities were able to work with us and get the tattoos on the road. They're a big, beautiful red, white, and blue piece celebrating America's 250th. Mm-hmm. They're in place. And the neat thing is you put them right in the middle of the lane, so technically the wheels kind of go either side, mm-hmm, of them.
Yep.
So they should last quite a while. And it's just celebration of America's 250th. It's just one more way to point out that we're a special county and a special state and in a special country, and we need to celebrate that this year.
Well, hold on to that thought, because boy, oh boy, is there a lot coming up over the next few weeks to help celebrate America's 250th, and we'll get into that with our guest today, Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath, brought to you by Licking County Transit. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7, Newark Heath, brought to you by Licking County Transit, safely connecting people to places and possibilities. Dave Doney, our special guest today, Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb. Mix of sun and clouds, chance of showers today, high near 90. Cloudy tonight, chance of rain. And then for your Tuesday, mostly cloudy, occasional showers, high near 83. And I'm only laughing because you and I were talking about, you know, beauty contests, baby contests, queens, and all those. And you said, that's probably the one thing you'll never want to do again. And I'm thinking to myself, this guy's been in politics for how many years? And the one thing that scares him is having to judge a beauty contest.
Oh, you get the grandparents all worked up. I'm not going to get into that. But hey, there is a part of America's 250th coming up right here in Licking County. And the Historical Society is doing this along with the county commissioners. We're sponsoring this. And what it is, it's a patriotic decorating contest. It's both for residents. I mean, whether you live in an apartment, a condo, a home, wherever, mobile home, whatever you got, decorate it up with red, white, and blue. Think about the 4th of July weekend. It's a really big deal this year. And also businesses that want to decorate. And what's happening is basically if you'd like to, they're giving away prizes for the judging, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of nice publicity for the people that have the best decorations. But you can contact the Licking County Historical Society. They're LCHSOhio.org. LCHSOhio.org. And their number's in the book, but it's 345-4898. But Licking County Historical Society, you can actually register online your business or your home, and it'll be judged over the 4th of July, and hey, you might win a nice prize.
Well, now, and again, you're talking about the 4th of July and all that's going to be happening, and I'm so in tune with what happens in Granville, because of Granville, Kiwanis, and the station we get in and we walk it. you better go a ways, because some of those folks in Granville, now they get they get involved with their homes. They do some decorating, and I mean, they go all out.
Yeah, get the bunting out. I can't wait to see a lot of them. I think we'll see an awful lot of that this year. And now's the time to think about it. We're about 3 weeks out from that that big holiday weekend and week period, that really that whole period of the end of June through the weekend of July 4th. It's going to be a really big deal that week especially. But now's the time if you're thinking about getting the decorations out or maybe doing something special, maybe bringing out some older flags you've got or whatever. Start digging and start putting it together, because yeah, I think you'll make yourself proud, and at the same time, make sure you register your home or business with the Historical Society and get in on the judging and have some fun with it.
No doubt about it. Now, you know, you send out, and I joke with you all the time that you send out a newsletter, and you know there's always at least one person who's reading, because it's me, and boy, I went through it.
It's the only one.
Let me tell you something, Commissioner. There is a lot taking place over the next month, as you mentioned, for the 4th of July. But my goodness, it just seems like now through that time, there is something going on. If you're looking for music or whatever it is, you're going to find it here in Licking County. The county is going all out for this.
No, it really is. I mean, if we start mentioning things, we'll run out of time. But following the local media, if you'd like to see my newsletter, it's got a listing of a lot of events that are coming up this summer. Give me a call at the county building at 740-670-5110. And be glad to put you on the list for the newsletter so you can kind of see some of the events. As an example, you know, we're talking about 4th of July and fireworks, and there's something going on in terms of fireworks just about every night between the weekend before and the 4th of July weekend. Literally, the various there's almost a dozen communities doing something, either a parade, fireworks, or a combination of both. And I know the local media, and you guys will have it as well. You'll have it on there. So just, you know, enjoy it. Get out and take the kids, grandkids, and make it a year and a celebration that they'll remember all their lives when America turned 250. And by the way, we're talking about concerts, and you asked about earlier, the Park District does concerts on the grass during the summer, outdoor kind of events, and they're great. And they're doing six of them this year. One of them's already happened, but the next one is June 18th, and that's going to be Open Highway playing a bluegrass concert down at the Children's Home Memorial Park, June 18th. And there's more of them coming. July 10th, they're going to be out in Pataskala. July 23rd, going to be back at the Children's Home. August 13th, back at the Children's Home. And they're going to conclude their season September 4th at Infirmary Mound Park. So you can check with the Licking Park District. They all start at 6 in the evening. They're free concerts on the grass. It doesn't matter who you are or what your state in life is, they're free. And they have a food truck at each one if you don't want to take a picnic. So enjoy them, because that's a great way to enjoy summer, family outing kind of situation. And again, make the summer time. We go all winter waiting for these days, the warm summer days with the green grass and the blue skies. And yeah, maybe it's a little hot and humid. Hey, enjoy it, because you can remember back to January when you were praying for days like this. So let's just enjoy them. And the next concert at the Children's Home Memorial Park down at East Main Street, June 18th. Just an example of good stuff that's happening right here in Licking County.
Now, I'm curious for the Bubb family, and I know I've seen you over at the concert over at the campus for the fireworks, but is there something where you just say, all right, I know I got to get to this, or you try to hit as many of these as you can? I know as a public figure, you know, especially if you're running, you're up for election, you get to a lot of these things, but is there one commissioner where you say, hey, you know what, let's just go, this is the one I want to go to?
Well, several of them, actually. I mean, I enjoy the Star Spangled in Heath, which will be July 2nd over at Geller Park. You know, the Saturday before the 4th weekend, Red, White, and Kaboom down in Hanover, parade and fireworks. Friday night, July 3rd, the day before the 4th, there are three big events that night. I believe Johnstown is having one. That's also Blast out at Buckeye Lake from Fairfield Beach, fireworks over Buckeye Lake. And I'm involved with the one at the Newark campus. I'm going to be the MC for the Heisey Wind Ensemble as we do a triple header that evening at the Newark campus, July 3rd, Friday. Think about it. On the green in the center of the campus at the amphitheater, 4-H band leads it off. McGuffey Lane is going to play this year, and the Heisey Wind Ensemble will play right into the fireworks that night. So, you know, for me, I'm part of that one, so, I mean, I've got to be there. But, yeah, you better show up, right?
That's right.
But, yeah, I was supposed to be the MC here. But you know, if you're not going to the campus, now it's a big crowd on the three-county thing out blast at Buckeye Lake, but up at Chambers Field at Johnstown. And again, if I start trying to mention them all, I'm going to forget somebody. But there's something going on literally every night of July 4th week and weekend. And, yeah, I can't think of one that I don't like to get to. The trouble is sometimes there's more than one on a given night, and you can only be so many places at once. But this is a big county, 185,000 people. Pataskal's got a thing going on.
I was going to say.
Hebron's got a thing going on. Utica does. You know, again, I'm just trying to mention them all, but I'm probably forgetting somebody. But almost every community of any size here in Licking County, even Grayshot, on July 4th, we mentioned Grayshot earlier, they don't do fire. Well, they do some informal fireworks. There's a lot of informal fireworks, but they do a parade at 6 o'clock on July 4th. And guess what? They've been doing it for years, and people from Muskingum County and Licking County all go down Grayshot. It goes right down the old Route 40 Main Street, right through town. So, I mean, it doesn't have to be the big towns, the big thing at Buckeye Lake or the big one at Newark. You got some little ones like Utica and Grayshot, Hebron, and places like that that are doing their thing as well with parades and fireworks. And again, you get me all excited here because it's just an exciting time of year anyway, in the middle of summer and the national holiday. And especially this year, it's really special.
Well, I know on that Saturday, the 4th, we're walking in the Granville Parade, and then you know the guy down the hall. He drives a little crazy. He's going to scoot us all the way out to Pataskal because we're going to be out there as well. So, I mean, there's a lot going on. Now, before we let you go, we're talking about this good stuff, and this is good stuff as well. There's got an email from the county talking about a series of community events that are going to be talking about shaping Licking County. Shape LC, I think, is what is the name of the website. But folks can get involved in these with three upcoming meetings, talking about the plan that hasn't 25 years, I think is what it said. But this is important for folks to get involved, just like with 250th, when we talked about this last year. Get involved, know what's going on. But these are important things that folks need to do.
It's a countywide planning effort to kind of weave together the various comprehensive plans from all the townships into sort of like a big overall county growth plan. And basically what's intended to do is inform development. It's not, no one's trying to control anything. It's basically from the grassroots up informing the community as to what the possibilities are, especially with what I call regional development, like water and sewer infrastructure, fiber infrastructure, a lot of things like that that go between townships and across the county. It's important that we think about where that stuff belongs and how to do it. And that's what this process is. I'm sure you'll cover it in the news, but there are three public input sessions. And you know the old story. A lot of people say, well, nobody ever asked me what my thoughts were. Well, we are. In three public sessions that are coming up in the community, where you can come and express your thoughts and or put them in writing and express them so that your voice is heard. And so we're pleased with that. It's going on this year, and a little less than a year from now, we'll have the final result of that sort of bigger regional plan for Licking County. And again, it's not a dictating kind of plan. It's more of a working together kind of plan and how everything kind of fits together, because we are a growing county. And at some point, you start to run out of developable land, which is kind of a big deal. So you have to be real smart in terms of the resources that you use, water, sewer, and the land resources you use, so that 50 years from now, when you're here to celebrate America's tricentennial in 2076, it'll be a Licking County that we're proud of.
Yeah, again, I think it's important folks should get involved and know what's going on. Again, real quick, if they want your newsletter, I know you did it earlier, but you know, you keep hitting them with the same information till they get it, but how can they get it?
Well, give me a call. I'm at the Licking County Administration Building. The best way, everybody's got one of those little telephones with a battery in it that you can, of course, it's more than a phone. It's a camera, it's a computer, it's everything, but it also is a phone. Give me a call, 740-670-5110. That's the general office number at the County Administration Building. If I'm there, I'll be glad to talk to you. If I'm out doing the work that we do, just leave a message on the voicemail and be glad to put you on my email list.
Okay. Commissioner. As always, it's a pleasure to have you in. I wish you, the family, and everyone happy 4th of July. We'll see you after that. Get out and enjoy America's 250th. There's a lot going on, a lot to enjoy here in Licking County. So as you mentioned earlier, you know, sometimes we take things for granted. Don't do that. Go out, enjoy what we have. Take advantage of it. Get the family out there and have some fun. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County, brought to you by Licking County Transit. Again, I want to thank our guest today, Licking County Commissioner Tim Buck.